Hello, welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott, and we're coming to you a little bit delayed today. Apologize for that, but some things came up and we weren't able to get this broadcast out this morning, so better late than never. Just a few things I want to bring to your attention this week as we have begun the Advent season, not only here at Ascension, but in the life of the church. So I'm standing next to the creche here in our narthex, part of the decor we've put up in for this season of preparation and waiting for Christmas. And you'll notice in our creche, we don't have baby Jesus here yet, because this is part of one of the ways we remind ourselves that in this season, we're waiting for the arrival of the Christ child. And as part of that practice, many of us will take on additional religious observances, for lack of a better word, maybe a daily devotional. Here we've made available Prophets and Promises, a daily devotion to be read during the days of Advent, the time leading up to Christmas, a reminder that during this time we are waiting and preparing for Jesus to come, to be born. And it's also a time that we remember that Jesus has promised to come back, and we should always be living in expectation and anticipation of his promised return. One of the other things that we're doing here at Ascension during Advent are midweek services. It's called Holden Evening Prayer. And for three Wednesdays, beginning tonight, we'll be broadcasting at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, a brief, probably about a 30-minute service with some nice music, a short reflection. Again, a time to sit in wonder at what is to come, to prepare our hearts to receive the Christ child, and invite you to partake in those services as your schedule allows. They're being live streamed live, like I said, but they'll also be available on our Facebook page and YouTube, perhaps where even you're watching this morning. Our theme for these three weeks of these midweek services, we're going to be looking at women who unexpectedly become pregnant, but in a good way. We'll begin tonight with Hannah, who was barren and was unable to have a child, and she prayed to God that she might have a child, and that she would give that child, if God would bless her with a child, she would give that child to the Lord. Which she did when Samuel was born. When he was weaned, she brought him to the synagogue that he might be raised there and learn how to become a priest himself. And next week we'll be looking at Abraham and Sarah and the birth of Isaac. Again, a woman who was barren, and God promised to bring life into her womb as he did into Hannah's womb, where life had not been able to be generated, to where there was no life. And God repeats that process, or similarly repeats that process. Then we'll look at the third and final midweek service with Mary, a young virgin girl, and God brings life into her womb where life shouldn't exist. And because that's what God does. God brings life where it appears as though there is only death. Brings life to you and to me through the birth of Christ, through the promise of everlasting life. So as we continue through this Advent season, there are plenty of things that will be on our calendars, keeping us busy and shopping and cleaning and preparing for company and all of those other things. But I invite you, encourage you to set aside some time to prepare your heart to receive Christ once again as well. I hope to see you tonight in tonight's worship service and next week. Sunday, we meet on Sunday. We've got our worship schedule here. It's available online as well, and all those services are live streamed. Thanks for taking the time to stop by, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Take care.